Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. The show is live, but it will be archived. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on May 11th and the topic, Peace in Quiet. Quietness in life can be infused with peace. Do you really believe in the beauty of peace? Do you believe in the power of the sound of silence? In restless dreams, I walked alone narrow streams of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I just love giving a voice to my passion. I'm able to share with you so many genres that perhaps you haven't even thought about. So there are a number of ways that we can cultivate silence and peace within ourselves. But I want to invite you. I want you to think about giving a voice to your passion. Do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? Did you know that internet radio is a powerful advertising and marketing tool? It's exploding. And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. You don't have to get all dressed up. You don't have to get into the car. All you do is sit at your desk and call in. Now, the shows are live and then archived. Now, if you have a vast emailing database, I email you the link. It's another way. It's a current. It is an aggressive. It's a passionate way to advertise you. So after you get in touch with Kathy, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net, we pick a day and a time, and I work with you on your content. You see, it's your show. You are the star of your show. All I'm doing is hosting and choreographing. Once the live show is over with, I email you the link. Then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and in minutes, your show will circle the world. Email KathyStudio at sbcglobal.net. I work with you on content, and we discuss just what is this going to contribute to everyone's life? How is it going to contribute? What is your mission and your passion? Are they going to get an aha after they hear your show? And I will direct you. I become your outside advocate. I do work with you on content, and there is a one-time modest fee. And perhaps you may want to take 2 half hours, 3. Choice is yours. You may want to have your own show. And then you're invited to consider being part of the Live with Kathy Consortium, a 30 to 60 second commercial. I work with you on content. We're promoting you. You see, it's all about you. I'm just giving you the opportunity to share with the world your genius. Now, with the 30 and the 60 second commercial, there is a 13-week commitment. But it's your message. And all of this is so affordable. Darlings, can't you just feel the energy of having your own talk radio show? Or just the one. It could be one, it could be ten, you could, or if you say to me, well, Kathy, I really want to have a weekly show, I will put you in touch with the powers to be. Can't you just feel the energy? The brotherhood and sisterhood, iron workers impact, Titanic shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. Incorporating the Dampetion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International and Canada. Ah, they're the Dampetion of the trades. To log on more, just find out more, log on ironworkers.org. You see, it's for you gals, too. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to Iron Workers. I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. You have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org and then get the CD. What a noble profession. I opened with Aaron Copland's bombastic fanfare to the common man. 6 minutes long. You will just love it. Iron workers, their talent, their craft, buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. And I told you on one of my shows earlier that, you know, I climbed the John Hancock about 7 times, and Frank DeMarco, who's a retired iron worker, and who starred with me in Love Letters, a new genre in fundraising via live theater, he said, hey, Missy, just remember, we iron workers were there before you, so you could climb the stairwell. It was the air more than anything else. But thank you, iron workers. I appreciate you. And, of course, you know I was married to one. And I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. And they said it wouldn't last. Well, we went through trials and tribulations, but we were together for 64 years. And he passed away on June 3rd, 2016. I could teach a class on loneliness, but I digress. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Bon Vivant Iron Age. He is a brilliant wire art sculptor and creates original one-of-a-kind designs in leatherworks. Do you want to give a gift that you'll never have be repeated? Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. Ah, they make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. To find out more, log on lifeextension.com and be sure and click on the archived magazines 2005 I was profiled. Thank you, Bill Falloon. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Hey, come on. Looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and health. In the Elixir, secret number 7, page 42. I share with you my all-natural methods for de-stressing our bodies and our face. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger. All emotions releases toxins into the body. And they're all leading factors in premature aging. And perhaps even death. How many times have I told you? This is it, honey. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is your life. It's all about you. You know, there's only one of you. You will never happen again. The book is available as an ebook and a hard copy. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, another author extraordinaire. And her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, help, and happiness. You could get the book at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble, the author, Edith Nam, N-A-M-M. And you'll realize and you'll be introduced to a habit that you're not even aware of. TNT, toxic, negative thinking. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by, hey, did you know that home-based businesses are exploding? You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. Do you want to start your own business without investing huge capital? I started mine when I was 25. It gave me an opportunity to fulfill my dreams, reach my goals, and infinite opportunities to challenge myself and to believe in me. Most of us suffer from an inferiority complex. It doesn't have to be that way. I have the formula, but you have to get in touch with Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And you're listening to Live with Kathy. I do hope that my voice is of inspiration and encouragement. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. I want you to not be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. There are no do-overs. This is it. You're living in the now, the power of now. Whatever you experience, feel, do, or think, it is always in the now. Right now, The past is gone. Tomorrow is promised to no one. You only have this present moment. Eckhart Tolle, get his book, The Power of Now. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I know, darlings, the topic today is peace in quiet. Silence is golden. Oh, hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. But before I do that, I will digress. What's happening Sunday? It's Mama's Day. Mother's Day. But I want to remind you, don't wait until Mother's Day to be kind and nice to your mama. I want you to honor and respect her all year long. Howard Thurman said, he is the author of For the Inward Journey. The responsibility to love is to love. If you can't love you, how can you give it away? Love isn't love until you give it away, you share it. Ernest Holmes said, the love is the central flame of the universe. The very fire itself. So I want to honor all of you mamas. Mother's Day. This is a day that can bring up different emotions and feelings because of our varied experiences with our own mothers or mother figures. On Mother's Day, I remember my own mother, who made her transition in 2000. I'm quoting another gentleman. You know, Kathy, we had a complicated relationship, yet no matter what happened, I knew she loved me. The two quotes above capture some of the qualities of love I experienced with my mom. She was a loving and passionate woman who raised three children alone. She made sure that we had what we needed to the best of her ability. She was the glue that kept our family together. Love is often seen as a quality of the divine feminine, which is celebrated in centers for spiritual living on this day. Ernest Holmes describes love as the central flame of the universe, and it seems quite fitting to meditate on this idea today because his description recognizes the divine feminine in all of us, regardless of gender. I love a tender, caring guy. I love a guy who cries, who lets his feelings out for me to see and the world. Love is all and fuels all that is. We are all manifestations and creators of love when we tap into the divine feminine within us. Let this be what we remember as we celebrate the divine feminine. How are you going to celebrate Mother's Day? But I said to you earlier, I want you to celebrate her every day of the year. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, do you want to change your life? Thinking. Get the magazine, scienceofmind.com. And it will, depending on how open you are to understand that you, no one else, no blame, no nothing, you are the creator of your life. Can you embrace that? I just love when Ernest Holmes said, the three great enemies of mankind are war, disease, and poverty. And we believe that these three great enemies must finally be overcome as divine wisdom and infinite intelligence finds a more complete outlet through the mind of man. Everything that happens in our life, no matter what it is, it's your doing, it's your thinking. We live in mind. And it can only return to us what you are thinking. Do you want to take a vow of silence? Sit down quietly. You see, you're going to hear more if you're not talking. Just sit quietly and close your eyes. And commit to the vow of silence. Give yourself a clear time frame. John Francis woke up on his 27th birthday in 1973 and decided not to speak for the day. He found he liked not talking, so extended his vow of silence for a year. He's an environmental activist, suggests starting with 4 days, knowing you can always opt to go longer in the end. He didn't speak for 17 years. I challenge you. Do you believe in the sound of silence? Do you believe in the beauty of peace? Do you firmly believe in the lyrics of Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin With Me? These lyrics remind us that we must first experience peace within before we can experience peace in the world. Quietly sit and let your mind just be at rest. There are a number of ways we can cultivate peace and silence within ourselves. Being in quietness opens us to the peace that is within us. When we just quiet our brain, stop our talking, quiet our mind, reflect, contemplate peace. The sound of silence. When we are quiet, we find ourselves responding differently to what life brings us. The peace that flows from quiet allows us to be in touch with who we are and gives us a sense of well-being that sustains us during turbulent times. Can you quiet your mind? Do you want to challenge yourself for 24 hours? Now, you have to let people know what you're doing and have a pen and pad so that you could write instead of talking. Can you do that? Hey, I know what I'm talking about, and I speak my word with confidence and experience. And when I'm faced with challenging whatever, I sit quietly. I clear my mind. And if a thought comes in, I just simply say, excusez-moi, you were not invited. I am sitting with the sound of silence. And in the naked light, I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. And no one dared disturb the sound of silence. These are the lyrics to The Sound of Silence. Fools, said I, do you not know silence like a cancer grows? Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. And my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed in the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said, the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls and whispered in the sound of silence. Simon and Garfunkel, you need to log on and hear this life-changing method of living your life to the fullest. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Oh, new thought does not require that we deny that war, disease, and poverty exist. What it does call us to do is to accept and to know something higher and better in the world. And you could do that in the sound of silence. Embrace the peace and the nourishment of sitting in silence. We are called to imagine a world where each of us has all of our needs met. In the sounds of silence, we're called to not only envision a life where we and our loved ones thrive and flourish, but we also are to join with others who share this vision to support a collective consciousness where love, compassion, and an abundance are available to all. And we can only do this while we're sitting very quietly and listening to the sound of silence. Can you do it? Can you sit quietly? Your brain and your mind will love you for it. And you could do this, a quiet mind, before you go to bed at night. Don't you see the body and the mind talk to each other for about 2 hours into sleep? Give them all a rest. And I told you, when you have finally decided to embrace the sound of silence, keep a pen and pad handy in case you need to write something down for someone. And you can expect a measure of personal transformation. You will finally come to realize who you are. And what you'll realize is that you only ever listen to people long enough to start formulating what you were going to say. But when you sit quietly, turn off everything, close your eyes, you will become one with the sound of silence. Happy Mother's Day. Au revoir.